Griselda was a red cable car, and she had one job: grip the cable, climb the mountain, release, and glide back down. Grip, climb, release, glide. She did it every single day, steady as the snow was cold, sure as the peaks were tall. One evening, just as the last light turned the mountain pink and orange, five passengers squeezed aboard. A ski instructor with enormous boots, two children with rosy cheeks, a small dog in a yellow coat, and a goat, a very fidgety goat, who kept shifting from hoof to hoof and sighing dramatically through his nose. Griselda's bell gave a cheerful ding, and she gripped the cable. But as she rolled toward the lower tower, she stopped. Something was wrong. Three big wooden supply crates had tumbled off the loading platform and wedged themselves tight against the tower, right where her cable ran through. The crates were jammed in a crooked, stubborn pile, and if Griselda tried to climb past them, her cable would snag and she'd stop dead halfway up the mountain. Five passengers, cold air, no way up, no way down. Griselda's wheels gave a low, worried click, click, click. She couldn't push them with her hands. She didn't have hands. She couldn't call for help. The mountain staff had gone for supper and wouldn't be back for an hour. But Griselda had something better than hands. She had the cable, and she knew exactly how to use it. Grip, climb, release, glide. Grip, climb, release, glide. She eased slowly down toward the lowest crate and nudged it, gently, firmly, with the flat of her frame. The crate wobbled. It groaned. It did not move. Griselda rolled back up the slope, wheels whirring, gathering herself. The children pressed their noses against the glass. She came back down. Clunk. A bigger nudge this time. The crate tipped half an inch. Up again, down again. Each run a little steadier, a little more deliberate, using the weight of the cable and the rhythm of her own motion like a slow, patient heartbeat. Grip, climb, release, glide. On the fourth run, the lowest crate tipped right off the ledge and landed in the snowbank below with a tremendous whoomp. Then the second, then the third, whoomp, whoomp. Soft and satisfying, like pillows dropped from a great height, the tower was clear, the cable was free. And then, from the goat, came the most enormous, echoing, relieved baa anyone on that mountain had ever heard. It bounced off every single peak and came back twice. Because one of those crates, it turned out, had been packed with his dinner hay. And he had been watching it tumble down the slope the whole time, absolutely beside himself with worry. Griselda's bell rang in pure surprise, ding, and both children burst out laughing so hard that the dog in the yellow coat started spinning in circles, which made everyone laugh harder. Griselda gripped the cable and climbed, steady and sure, all the way to the top station where warm light spilled out across the snow. And the ski instructor held the door open for the goat, who trotted in with great dignity and immediately found his hay. Then Griselda descended alone. The mountain was quiet now. The cable hummed softly above her. Her wheels clicked a slow, even rhythm. Click, click, click on the cold rails, and her breath came out in little puffs of steam. At the bottom, the night attendant was waiting. He draped a heavy canvas tarpaulin over her roof, patted her side once, and switched off the light. Griselda settled on her rails, wheels still, cable slack, the whole dark mountain resting above her.